Well, China's real estate market in major cities is warming up, with home prices rising and more people buying new apartments. However, this is not the case across the country. In smaller cities, real estate agents are finding it increasingly difficult to survive. For more details, Liang Min.
As major Chinese cities continue to record a rebound in home prices, smaller third-tier cities are being hit hard by a sluggish market. All over the country, city planners and investors are suffering the consequences of overexpansion. In East China's Changzhou City, a local apartment agent describes an ongoing building project on the main street.
All the new buildings on both sides of the street are part of the city planning project. In the next 5 to 6 years, the street will be lined by new buildings of unique southern style.
But investors are already having problems selling the now completed apartments. Many of the buildings have an occupancy rate of less than 30%, and in certain cases, it's not uncommon to see only one unit in an entire building lit up at night. According to Changzhou's Statistics Bureau, the average living space for each local resident is 34.7 square meters, and nearly one-third of local families own multiple apartments. The greatest potential buyers are members of the migrant population, but they are mostly young and manual workers who can hardly afford an apartment in the city. Chen Shun with the China Real Estate Data Academy says investors with assets of more than 10 billion yuan are the driving force in the real estate market.
The number of investors is vital for the development of the property market. Without them, urban expansion and profitable housing prices cannot be maintained, even though the population keeps growing.
Gu Yunchang with the China Real Estate and Housing Research Association says China's property market is going through a polarizing process. The demand for apartments in major cities cannot be fully accommodated by the limited supply of land resources, while in smaller cities, housing prices are being affected by an oversupply of apartments. Many regional governments rely on urbanization to attract more people to cities and clear the housing stock. But Nie Meisheng with the China Real Estate Chamber of Commerce says urbanization means more than just building of apartments. It also entails providing basic infrastructure and related services to provide a better living environment. For CRI, I'm Lai Ming.